There is someone for everyone. We are the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have McGregor and Mayweather, Ronda Rousey's marriage, an eclipse, a spreadsheet king, farmers markets, Donald Trump, ecstasy pills, and Ray's birthday. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast. All right, big day. Wait, I got to cover myself up. All right, big day. Huge day. Always another day.
Oh, today's an amazing day, and thanks for joining us on the Jetpack Supercast. It's 1:34 today.
I realized I didn't click the right button, and now everybody watching the podcast saw me do that.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. They know my secrets.
The curtain has been revealed.
You can go over to YouTube and subscribe, and you know, make sure you click the notifications off, because we put a lot of stuff up.
Yeah.
But no, keep those notifications on. You want to see when all the goodness happens. But regardless, today is a big day. But yesterday was a bigger day.
Yesterday was amazing.
Yesterday was one of the greatest nights in fighting history.
Yes, it was.
Because Ronda Rousey got married.
Yes. She mattered again for a minute.
Yes. Congratulations to Ronda Rousey. She clawed her way back into notoriety for a moment.
She managed to gain publicity. I didn't know she was even thinking about getting married.
Do you think?
No one did.
Why did no one call me and tell me?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts. Do you think that she was like, all right, look, if I would have kept on fighting like McGregor, I would have been going up against some people in like the boxing world.
Oh, she might have
made money
about that. Yeah.
And she was like, all right, there's only one way to combat this. I'll get married. Mm-hmm.
She did fight.
Conor McGregor's already beaten her to it, too, though.
She did fight one of the best female boxers in Holly
Holm. That's true. Holly Holm.
Very true.
And got beat up pretty bad.
Holly Holm is saying that she would actually go and fight Chris Cyborg.
Ooh.
But she wants money.
Oh,
because she knows her worth.
Expected. Yep.
And she wants to, because nobody else
that
to fight
sense.
Cyborg.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's like, I see an opening in this market.
So, yeah. So, Ronda Rousey got married on the big day.
Yeah.
Her big day. Also,
Ronda Brown now, we should call her.
Yeah. I don't know what she's going to do about that.
Her husband.
She's going to be Ronda Rousey Brown, maybe?
Ronda Rousey Brown. Or maybe he'll be Travis Rousey.
<That'd> be
it's like if you marry a Gracie, you take their last name.
You know what? I would say that's a good move on
it's
his part.
A good idea for him, because Travis Brown isn't really that great of a fighter. Travis Rousey. I'm curious now. He may or may not be.
But as we've seen, you know, yesterday was a big day in fighting also because of Mayweather versus McGregor.
Yes, another excellent fight.
So Ronda Rousey getting married on that day puts Dana White in a weird situation. Now, he's expected to go. She asked him to be at the wedding. She said, Dana, will you come to my wedding? He said, of course I'll come to your wedding. But now he's got now he's got to split the difference between the beautiful celebration that I'm sure Ronda Rousey had.
You're right.
And now this beautiful celebration that Mayweather and McGregor
had. Do you think anybody went to Rousey's wedding? Or, I offer you this, maybe they did the same thing I had to do. It was my wife's 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to, this is her last birthday.
She was born on Maymac Day?
She was born on Maymac Day.
Wow.
She had a big party.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to like stream, put the fights up.
That's right. Yeah,
at the party, like we had to show the fights at the party.
It was almost a requirement.
It was basically
yeah.
In fact, at one point when the fights
to.
Weren't working, they
there was some riots. Thanks, UFC TV.
Yeah, way to fix your stream, UFC TV. If you're listening, you owe us.
Yeah,
but the they owe us because we mentioned them.
Mm. Yeah, or the fact that they didn't show
the
damn pay per view.
Messed up their own pay per view. Way to go. But no, it was fun. We had a great time. Happy birthday to Ray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ray.
Jill.
Happy birthday to you. See, we sung.
There we go.
That was beautiful.
We sung. I think a lot of people were so excited about what was going on in the Garden Gala. Everything glowing. Everything
that's
was
true.
Sung,
yeah.
That people forgot to sing to her.
That's pretty awesome.
And, that is unfortunate. You know,
we just fixed it now.
That's right. We did.
That's what we do here at the Jetpack Superheroes. We fix things.
We fix problems. Now, you turn 30 only one time in your life. But you do turn 31.
That's true.
And you also turn 32 and 33.
But Paul, you don't understand. See, women don't age.
Oh,
past 30.
Okay.
They're like, how old are you?
That's the final 30? Birthday.
That's the last one. 36 but. Once you get to 50s.
Mm.
You're like, now I'm 36. Like, how the hell did you jump 6 years?
Nonetheless, you will only see one Conor McGregor versus
Floyd
Mayweather.
That's true. Mm. That's right. It was a big one.
As far as
I don't
as
think
I
we're going to see another one.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Mm. I think we're
now,
done watching that.
Did the fight live up to the hype is the question that
is on
everybody's mind.
I enjoyed it. I think a lot of people, it was funny because I saw so many people argue. On the internet. I know that's a surprise. But I saw so many people argue, and I was watching, and it was really funny because I was watching the news feeds and stuff, and people were arguing, and then a couple of people were really good at admitting this was the first boxing match I've ever watched. There's guy did this because you have to do that, and this is what happens if you do that. And then somebody finally says, like, I think this and that and this and that and that and this. And that guy goes, well, this is my first match I've ever seen, and I know. Like, oh, geez.
Touche. Touche.
So it would be like if I threw a cat amongst some pigeons.
Yep.
And they're like, and oh, okay. This
I mean,
is different.
You know what, though? It's only fair that a lot of the audience, it's their first boxing match.
Yes.
Because one of the participants, it was one of his, it was his first boxing match.
Right, yeah.
So it makes sense.
It was good.
But yeah, there was a lot of armchair critics. Yes. We'll be one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was a good fight.
I thought it was, I wish it wouldn't have stopped so quickly.
Mm. Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to argue with me. And here's what I'm going to offer you. First, go watch a boxing match that's not this one. That's the first thing. Because you want to see the way that they do a stoppage. Usually a man has to put his bottom onto the canvas.
Onto the ground. Or his face.
Or his front onto the canvas. Yeah. Usually there's a knockdown before the doctor steps in.
Mm. Yeah.
They usually give him a standing eight before the doctor steps in.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can call a standing eight. If the man can't stand up, it's over.
Okay.
What that means is you count to eights, again, for our friends that don't know boxing.
Yes.
You count to 8 seconds.
Now, I don't know if you saw in the rule book that they flashed, there was no standing eight count for this fight.
Okay. See, this is how great this boxing match was.
Yeah, they changed a lot of the rules.
It was very, only the ref can stop the match. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, most of the time, they would give these men all these other options. So this time, as soon as the ref was like, all right, you get punched.
I'm feeling a little suspicious, yeah.
All right, I'm all done.
Yep.
I'm thinking they're protecting an EMG.
And sure.
That's
fair to say.
Somebody's bid there.
I think regardless, Conor McGregor was going to be out.
Yeah, he wasn't going to win.
He was going to be out very soon from that. But yeah, maybe it was a little early.
Right.
But good fight overall. Worth the money, arguably. If you could watch it, I guess.
That's
UFC TV was having some real troubles.
I'm expecting a free hat.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a few free hats at this point. But no,
they better get their refund pen ready. Because
now, you had a really interesting, and again, this isn't really so much boxing news as it is just another world news story. At one point last night during the party, you looked at your Twitter.
Yeah. Yep.
And you said they were already working
on
a class
People
action.
Were getting together to make a class action lawsuit on
that's really
UFC TV. And I guess that makes sense. You know, everybody, if you look at the amount of people that paid $100 to see that fight and didn't get to, that's
a
lot of money that adds up.
Right.
If you just, and even if they got to see, if they got the main event, but the rest, they should, $60 off.
You should
off
be
the
getting
fight,
some money back, right?
Or something.
Absolutely.
It's
a funny thing.
Crazy.
It's like if you went to McDonald's and you said, yes, I'll have the Big Mac meal.
And they took your money.
And they're like, all right, we got your money. Here's,
and, oh, we don't have
listen,
that.
You're going to get your Big Mac, but we're out of fries, we're out of soft drinks.
Yeah.
And we're out of whatever the hell comes in a Big Mac.
That's not good.
Yeah, not
you're
at
like,
all.
Here's a bun and here's a burger. It's funny that we actually transitioned there because recently, this last week, they had the automated tellers over at McDonald's make a mistake.
Oh, really?
Oh.
A man ordered a burger.
Yep.
And he decided, he hit, hold the bun, hold the cheese, hold the burger, hold the lettuce,
so
hold the onions.
It's a piece
hold
of beef.
Everything.
Held everything. It still charged him.
Interesting.
And then they gave him an empty bag.
Wow.
To which
that's
case I say,
funny.
You're an idiot for doing that.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
do
that's
you
a
think
stupid
was
experiment.
Gonna, now you're
hold
baiting.
Everything,
say,
please.
That's like saying, this dog bit me. Well, I punched him in his teeth, and I put my hand in his mouth, and then I pushed his jaw down.
It's kind of a dumb experiment.
It's a very dumb experiment. You knew what the outcome was going to be. What did you expect it to be like? You are not going to get anything. Please
you know what?
Stop wasting our time.
Maybe he
we
thought,
are a money-making business.
Maybe he thought he was just going to get the Big Mac sauce, and then he could go home and try to rework that, which we saw a news story earlier in the week that
I'm really disappointed.
I'm wondering if maybe it was fake now. They were saying that people figured out the secret Big Mac sauce. And then, like an idiot, I didn't click it at the time.
Right.
I go back to look at it. It's off the internet.
I got
now
you.
Either it's fake or McDonald's yanked it.
No, I clicked it.
Okay.
It did work earlier. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. I'm going to reveal it right now, suckers.
What
so
you,
it's
what
actually,
it?
What it is it's French dressing. It's mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's
yep.
diced onion.
Mm.
Diced dill pickle.
Okay.
Oh.
And then I'm missing a sugar and salt.
That's it?
That's it. That's all.
What about the, all right, so there's got to be some clown magic in that then.
There's
got something. Like
spit. They forgot the spit for the sweat of many workers being underpaid.
Yep.
Yeah.
It
gives it
that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah. Je ne sais quoi.
A little extra zest.
You should always put yourself into your work, and unless you're a chef. No, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's messed up. But that's like the butcher that He was a little behind in his work.
Yep.
Because he backed up into the grinder.
Oh.
Gross. Just like gross.
I like it.
No. I speaking of people that put themselves into their work, have you seen they have a new thing? It's the Spreadsheet King Award.
I did. Yeah, you showed me that.
It's a real thing, people. Spreadsheeted.
So basically, this is like esports on a whole nother level.
Yeah. Like esports mixed in with people that have too much of their one thing in their life, and they're like, this is it. This is what I am. So I type in a spreadsheet.
Oh, I looked through the article, and I read it, and I saw. So essentially, there is a kid from America who's gone, and almost like a kung fu movie. He goes to another country. Yeah. They have this awesome tournament, and he makes a total of $3,000.
Is the
grand prize. but they don't say what the contest consists of. And I'm curious, is it like VLOOKUPs?
It's a spreadsheet.
Pivot tables? Like... What would a spreadsheet contest consist of?
He can summate that thing so fast. Mm. He can go through.
He's adding
filter.
In.
He's got it.
He's adding in his own custom scripts and stuff.
Spell checks it. Functions are like, his functions are just quite off the chop. Like, it's amazing. He doesn't even use the built-ins.
And it makes me wonder, you know, what would be an awesome thing is if they made a... almost like an office triathlon.
Oh,
if they did it,
you have
where
to be good at three
you have
separate
to like,
Microsoft
like maybe
thing.
You're like faxing paperwork, and then you jump in your office chair and race towards the desk, and then you bang out a spreadsheet.
I believe they have an office chair race somewhere.
Really?
But it's not a triathlon like that. They just race office chairs.
Oh, that's good for them.
Really I think cool. We spoke about it before.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. It was
that sounds thing. Familiar.
Yes, yes.
I can't be asked to remember everything we talked about.
Remember all these episodes? We're at 134 right now. Yeah, this is crazy. But no, a spreadsheet king.
That's something.
And all I can remember is the Weird Al song. They call me the king of the spreadsheets because I got them printed out on my bed sheets.
All about the Pentiums, man.
Yeah,
all about
it was a weird one. Song.
Yeah, that was a Puff Daddy parody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
From All About the Benjamins. Great, great
good
tune.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puff Daddy was there at the fights last night.
He was. It's
crazy.
That was interesting. Yeah.
Yep.
He was there. So was J Lo, but not with him.
Yeah, not with him. Oh. She was with a baseball player, whose name I don't care about.
Yeah, he already escapes me.
I don't remember. He's not
no,
important.
But so what I found funny in that spreadsheet, to go back to that spreadsheet article, was when he said, "Oh, there's people from other countries, and they practice 3 or 4 times a day, 3 or 4 hours a day. That's called work, my friend. That is an office job."
That makes me wonder, what does he do?
He actually said he was unemployed. He does not have a job. He's in transition from school to work.
That's how somebody has enough time in their life to go and find the competition called King of the Spreadsheets. All right. Oh, man, what does that say to me, though? I found a news story about
King
of the Spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Well, I was unemployed. I don't want to tell you guys that. I was laid off. Never mind. No, I was too busy looking at the sun. I'm always looking up.
You were still getting the after effects of that eclipse?
Well, I did it with the welding helmet on. But,
okay. Was it like the SPF 14 or whatever?
It was the 14,
Whatever the good one is.
Yep. leader in chief.
Yeah, Mr. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. He decided, he's going to be super badass. He says, listen, Putin rides in on a bear, shirtless.
He says, you know.
Rides a tank. He goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up at the sun with no sunglasses.
And you know. He still can see as far as I've heard.
I think he's fine. Now, what I take from this story is I was notified by, I believe it was MSN.com. Google has reported that they had an increase in certain searches.
Really?
Such as solar headache.
Looking at the sun.
Eye irritation.
That.
Staring at the sun. Like, all right, time out. America, how many people here had to actually Google looking at the sun?
The thing is...
Oh, my.
I know.
I'm disappointed in the times we live sometimes.
The thing is, when you have your leader and president doing it, you want to follow his lead. You want to you want to make sure that you're doing the American thing, which apparently is to look directly at the sun in a solar eclipse.
And they said a lot of people had headaches, solar headaches. Mm.
What I find crazy is how in demand those solar glasses were.
Yeah,
that is a market that we really didn't see and we should have.
In fact, it was kind of cool. Somebody told me that this was actually set up by NASA.
With their weather machines?
It was. No, listen. So NASA was moving a giant star, like a, we'll call it a death star. Yeah. It was moving a death star across the sun.
Oh, yes.
And they knew if we just go underneath, like, people might see it. Look, we're going to go across, we're going to make our own eclipse. We're going to fund the Death Star
with selling glasses.
Good idea. Good idea.
You know, so, now I say it jokingly, but there's people that really believe that.
I was going to say, in that completely fictional, non-real story, yeah. That is a great idea.
That's right, but people believe it.
That's, yeah, people believe a lot of things.
But they also believe the Earth is flat.
That's right.
In that case, I would have loved to have seen just like a square rectangle go across the sun. Like, that would have been kind of cool. Mm. Like, it just so happens that everything lines up perfectly like pennies going across.
I'd be willing to bet that if you did a Venn diagram of people who believe the Earth is flat and people who looked at the solar eclipse directly without glasses,
it's gonna be very close.
I would imagine that they would be very similar.
You're right in that middle.
That middle ground.
In the middle ground, yep. Yeah, they'd definitely be in the overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But that's all right. You know, so Donald Trump did it. He might have had an excuse, though. And I'll tell you why. They recently have seized, German police have seized, I think it was like 14,000 pills of Donald Trump ecstasy.
Oh, that's right.
In his shape, it's
shaped like
him. It
is in his perfect shape and color.
And it's got his name on the back of it. So maybe he was high at the time. I'm not saying he was, but I'm just saying that it could have been the case.
Trump, I'm not sure, but if you checked his spinal fluid right now, you'd have any?
I don't know. You never get high in your own supply.
Would he have his own spinal fluid?
I don't think that he's really fueling this Donald Trump ecstasy ring. I think this might be something that's not related to him.
Might not be. But not 100% sure, but might not be.
But it's got his name and his likeness on it.
What's crazy is those people actually spent time making a mold.
That's strange, yes.
You're like, yeah, listen, we're going to sell this stuff. What do you want to do? I want to make it into a mold, like a Flintstone vitamin-looking thing, but like Donald Trump.
What?
How come you can't just press it like a circle, like every other thing that everybody else takes for a pill? Is it important to take a certain shape?
No, but ecstasy? You know, ecstasy, and it's particularly ecstasy and these party drugs, they do them in weird shapes, huh? And they make them in like brands and stuff. Donald Trump is not what I would I would associate with that. I don't understand that.
Is that called a bad trip? I'm not really up on the whole drug lingo, but I believe that might be a bad trip.
But that very well.
Thinking
might
back
be a
to
bad
that
trip.
One movie, Dazed and Confused, that I was kind of bored through.
But you know, they did have a slogan actually. They had a whole business plan. It was supposed to be "Make Partying Great Again." Very creative.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Okay. I saw that slogan. Yeah.
And. But
maybe
no,
it works, yeah.
Good for the German police cutting down on Donald Trump unrelated pills.
Perfect.
We don't want that copyright infringement. Yes,
no,
I
definitely
just
not.
Shot a thing no, up in the air, whatever.
We don't care. We're Donald Trump. That's right. People.
So why Germany, though? So you ship
that's
out these
huge,
Donald Trump.
They have a humongous
pills
rave. Just like raver.
Oh, sure.
Kind of culture over there.
Absolutely, but I don't understand why the Donald Trump would. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's true, because it doesn't translate like "Make America Great Again." Like,
yeah,
it would
yeah.
Be like,
we don't. Right, as far as German. I know, I'm not really in the party scene, right. But I don't think we have like Angela Merkel pills of ecstasy.
I'm not like, quite sure who Angela Merkel is.
She's the Chancellor of Germany. Or
even
Putin. We don't have any Putin pills.
Oh, I think they do.
Oh, really?
I bet they do. You take a Putin pill, you get super
this
strong.
This is Viagra.
He's like super strong. You have the virility of a bear.
Yeah.
You start running through walls wherever you feel like. You do whatever you want. Like, this is you're like a, just a dragon.
Yeah,
like a big dragon, just strong and mean. But no, that's what they do when you're Putin.
That's right.
You can't wear a shirt. It's just so hot. It raises your body temperature up so high. You have to take
your
shirt off in every picture.
Mm.
You're like, what are you doing? I'm Putining.
Do you think that maybe the Donald Trump just gets your hair all disheveled and just come out looking like a
follicles
like
grow
a
up
bush nest?
Just ridiculous. No, that could be wild. But no, speaking of nests, we had a beautiful view from our nest yesterday morning.
Our den of iniquity.
Oh, man, it was something.
At the farmer's market, farmer's market where
Mansfield Farmer's Market. I don't know what you did.
Where we performed and we tore the house down, if I do say so myself.
We blew people out of the sea. It was amazing.
We're going to have a video posted,
it's going to be a great video.
It's really the most exciting part of this video is what's going on in the background.
Yeah,
at some point, we have mail delivered to us on stage.
Yeah, that's something I'm not used to doing.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I want to say to our... To our credit, while the mail was being delivered mid-set, I was singing mid-sentence, and we were able to use it.
Yeah,
we were able
true.
To just continue singing
we
to the man delivering
it.
The mail and then back of the stage while we were playing.
We just kept going with it.
And I've never seen somebody storm a stage like that.
At one point, you know, we open the mail up and it's Princess Peach.
Right.
She's saying, "Mario, I've baked you a cupcake," whatever. All right, that's a Super Mario 3 joke. Man, that didn't go over too well.
Just keep I was wondering what the hell was happening. It's a thank you card.
In my head, it worked out beautifully.
Oh, okay. That's all that matters.
But no, so we had people blowing over the place. They were losing their flyers.
The signs were going everywhere. It was funny. None of our stuff moved, thank God.
But no, we had a good crowd that came
thank
by.
Thank you to Rudy. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to Bill that all set that up for us. Thank you, MMAS.
Yeah. And here's Mansfield what I didn't realize. A farmer's market didn't sell a lot of farming equipment.
This is something they should work with.
Or even fruits or vegetables.
Right.
There was some fruits, some vegetables.
Do you think it's because we're having a late harvest?
That could
be. I know my tomatoes ain't growing the right way.
Yeah.
They're all a little bit late this year.
So I had some delicious applesauce bread.
I had a cookie.
Yeah.
I had a delicious cookie.
they were selling musical lessons. Interesting farmer's market selection.
It was something. It was good.
But they're doing big things at that Mansfield Farmer's Market.
Go check them out. They're doing pretty good. Every other Saturday.
Yeah.
Check them out. It's right by Wheaton College. Wheaton College. Didn't even know it was right there. I've heard of Wheaton, just never been.
I didn't even know what a Wheaton College was.
It's pretty close. I had no idea. But no, that's what we did. It was a fun time. We played some songs. Yeah. Thank you to Jeff that came. I finally got to meet your friend Jeff. I yelled from the stage, "Hey, Jeff.
He's a good guy. He's
probably
a good
shouldn't
dude.
Stop the show, but I figured if I'm already delivering mail, people are already dropping mail off at us, and you know, that's anything goes now."
That's right.
That was a good time.
So that was interesting, though. So we had a big, huge day on Saturday. It was
huge.
Ray's birthday, the Mayweather fight, the Mansfield Farmers Market, which, trumps almost everything, aside from the other two things I said. And not to mention, I got a pre-order in for the SNES Classic.
Oh,
I'm excited.
That's cool.
I want to talk about this.
That's awesome, man.
This is something that... It's a hot commodity. The NES Classic came out, and nobody could get their hands on it. It was a collector's item.
I think they had 20 come out.
It was something crazy. I've never even seen one in real life.
I've never seen anybody.
But the pre-orders went up. I was able to get mine in at GameStop, and now I just go through the internet and I read all these stories about other people that didn't get them.
And the sadness.
I just feel so happy. I get to play Contra Hardcore. I get to play Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. All these games that I've played in the past.
I believe we've only.
They're good at sucking your money out of you.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
I believe a lot of people bought them on virtual console when the Nintendo Wii came out. And then, funny thing about that is they had to rebuy them again when the Wii U came out.
Yeah, that whole scarcity thing for Nintendo really works. You make people feel like they're missing out on something.
Right.
And they're ready to throw their money at you.
That's right. That's all you got to do. So anybody that didn't go to the farmer's market yesterday, you really missed out.
Oof. I don't know if we're ever going to play one again.
Might not play one until next year because it's going to get cold out. I don't like to play in the cold.
But if we do, you're going to want to be there.
That's true, 100%. You missed out. Definitely missed out. But, you know, we'll still love you next year, even if you're a little bit older.
That's right.
That's 100% true. You know, if you...
I believe we have a song.
If you got old...
To play.
We'd still love you.
That's right.
Get what I did there? But thank you so much for watching. Thanks so much for listening. Big wet smooches.
Mwah.
Someday when we're older, the dollar will implode. And they'll have a cure for the common cold. But I'm still gonna love you when we're old. Tell each other's drink orders when we go out.
When we go out,
have so many anniversaries, more than we can count. But I'm still gonna love you when we're old. I listen to everything you say, even when the TV volume's on max. And I won't make fun of you when you start calling out of your pants slacks. Yell at cars that drive too fast down the road.
Fast down the road.
And our prescription pill order will be bigger than
than our entire grocery load. But I'm still gonna love you when we're old. Our grandkids will get the mail and they'll mow our backyards. And I still think you're a hottie, even though I gotta take a bill to get me hard.
Even though he's gotta take a pill to get him hard.
We can't ride a car and we can't ride a bike. And Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are the only shows we like. We spend entire days sitting in our favorite chair. You'll just wear your house coat and I'll be in my underwear. We'll never let a love life hit an awful rut. I'll always say that I love you. You'll always reply, what? You'll take two hips and I'll take two knees. And we'll always confuse the heat and the AC. And someday when my mind rots away and my memory is gone, you won't put me in a nursing home because I love you and I wrote you this song. Teasing you, but I've got